So I'm Sean Lanoux, and I'm a physician from the University of Colorado, and it's a pleasure to be here today to speak with you all. And I want to share some of the statistics and the data that are coming out of Colorado regarding the impacts of cannabis regulation in our state. Most notably, I'll be focusing on youth and young adults. Here are my disclosures. And then again, reviewing the history of cannabis regulation in the US and Colorado will be an objective, in addition to, again, exploring that impact. This is a similar slide that Dr. Sabet had as well, so I'm just giving an overview of the different types of forms of cannabis. Cannabis is an umbrella term referring to the plant itself, and then these are the different formulations of cannabis. So, wanting to give you some perspective regarding relative THC concentration, and again, Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, is one of the many active psychoactive ingredients present within cannabis. So marijuana, and this is from UN data, right from 09, typically can have a THC concentration around 5% versus resins and oils, which can be around 20 to 60% respectively. Now, the one thing I'll say before moving on is that what we're seeing in Colorado is that these numbers, especially through hybridization of the cannabis plant, looking at marijuana, that we have higher potency marijuana available than just 5%, maybe even around 10 to 15%, depending on the strain. So, looking at regulation in the United States, a quick overview looking at who has medicalized marijuana. It started with California in 1996, and since that time, a host of states have since medicalized or deemed that there is a quote-unquote medical use for marijuana. New York is absent, but certainly should be present on this slide as well. They too have added. Here's a graphic looking at the states as a whole here in the US and looking at who has policies for decriminalization, medicalization, as well as legalized recreational use. And to date, there are four U.S. states, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, and Alaska, that have legalized recreational marijuana use in addition to Washington, D.C. So looking and giving a brief overview of regulation in Colorado really started with Amendment 20, which legalized medical marijuana use. And then essentially in June 2009, we had de facto legalization, given the fact that the standards were so low and inconsistent for individuals to actually obtain and use a medical marijuana license. So the game changer, so to speak, came in November of 2012 when Colorado became the first state in the US to legalize recreational marijuana, and that was under Amendment 64. And what it allowed for was, again, legalized recreational use of cannabis for anyone, even non-residents of Colorado, anyone who was 21 years of age or older, and allowed a total of 6 plants to be in their possession, and for that individual to have up to an ounce of recreational marijuana in public. And the DUID limit, or the driving under the influence of a drug limit, was set at or above 5 nanograms per milliliter of THC within the individual's blood. It should be noted that this was somewhat arbitrarily set and was modeled in many ways off of alcohol standards, although beyond the scope of today's talk, marijuana and alcohol are very different molecularly and metabolized quite differently physiologically within individuals. So what's going on today? Let's talk. I'm going to start with youth cannabis use, and I just used these graphics here to really show that marketing really does seem to be targeting different individuals, and especially our youth, where for all intents and purposes, it would be difficult to know, especially with the gummy bears, for example, whether or not this product actually contained cannabis or not. And again, you couldn't tell by looking at it or necessarily even by tasting. So past month, current marijuana use, and this is our most recent data, looking at past month use from 2013 to 14 for 12 to 17 year olds, okay? 12 to 17 year olds. Keep in mind that Amendment 64 was directed at individuals 21 years of age or older. So the national average as of the most recent data that we have for past month use in this age group was 7.22%. Compare that to Colorado, where we're over 12.5%. Past month use in 12 to 17 year olds. And when we look at these trends and look at the 2 years pre-legalization versus the 2 years now post-legalization, there has been a 20% increase in the average use in these individuals. Okay, Colorado now ranks first in the nation for current cannabis use in 12 to 17 year olds. And this is 74% higher than the national average. And if we look historically where this trend has been going, in 2012 for the same age group, Colorado ranked fourth. If we go back even further to 2006, we were 14th. Now we're first for 12 to 17 year olds using cannabis. And this graphic is really just highlighting that trend overall. So what we have is looking from 2005 to 2014 on the x-axis, and then on the y-axis going up, we're looking at the percent use, right? So the blue bars represent the national average here in the United States, and then the red bars represent the Colorado average. And that we see that overall for this age group, there's been some very mild fluctuation overall in the US, but it's been fairly consistent use, but that Colorado has really been taking off and the trajectory seems to continue to climb. And the difference between the Colorado average and the US average continues to widen. And we also see that those respective time points of commercialization and legalization, we see, you know, around that time or after, that there's the gap certainly widens. Looking again, what we have here is clumped data looking at non-medical marijuana states in blue versus medical marijuana states in red, and then the green states represent medical marijuana and legalized recreational marijuana. So again, looking at 12 to 17 year olds, our most recent data, we see that average percent use is highest by far, right? Double essentially in legalized recreational marijuana states compared to non-medical states, and certainly higher in the medical marijuana states as well. This is looking at total suspensions in Colorado for youth over a 10-year time span. And what we have here, the red bar represents alcohol violations and the blue bar represents drug violations for which cannabis is also encompassed. And we see that, you know, alcohol has been fairly stable, consistent overall, not really changing all that much. And the same was true for drug violations prior to 2009. And then we see a pretty sharp increase around the time of commercialization. And, you know, to be fully transparent, this includes other substances as well. But we know that especially in this age group, that cannabis is obviously number one for use among this age group, that there's a pretty drastic climb around the time of commercialization. And that trend continues and seems the slope, you know, the of this curve continues to climb even around legalization as well. Looking at total expulsions in schools in Colorado, same time period, 04 to 2014, and then again comparing alcohol violations versus drug violations in blue, and we see a very similar picture overall, pretty drastic and sharp increase overall over this time period, and especially around commercialization and legalization. And this is referrals to law enforcement in Colorado for youth. And again, a very similar picture. So for the sake of time, I'm going to keep moving on. We're going to look at young adult cannabis use here. And this is just some advertisements that can be found in Colorado, especially the Denver area, that clearly seem to be targeting youth and young adults in particular, especially males. And we know that those are the individuals who use the most. So looking at young adult data, past month use here, as recently as 2013 to 14, for college or university age individuals, 18 to 25 here, national average, a little over 19%. The Colorado average, 31.24%, right? And this is also roughly, this is 17%, and that's very similar to the 20% increase that we saw in that 2 year pre versus post average. For our 12 to 17 year olds, we're seeing it again in university age individuals. You know, young adults are winning the game, so to speak, depending on how you want to look at it, and ranking first here, sadly, as well, first in the nation for current use. And their use now is 62% higher than the US national average. And in 2012, again, we're seeing that same trend that I gave an overview for youth. We ranked third in the nation in 2012 and eighth in 2006, but now we're first. And similar graphic, similar trend overall, just wanting to really highlight that we're seeing a very similar Overall trend for 18 to 25-year-olds, U.S. population, the national average in blue, fairly consistent, climbing a little bit. But in red, we have Colorado's averages from 2005 to 2014 and really is taking off quite drastically and significantly. Again, clumping, looking at non-medical marijuana states for 18 to 25-year-olds, medical marijuana states in red, and then green, the legalized recreational states, again, far outpacing, coming close to almost doubling, right, the non-medical marijuana states in average use. So I'm going to look at some traffic data and then begin to wrap up. I thought that this was really relevant and important. So this is coming specifically out of Colorado. We have traffic data from 2006 to 2014. In this column here, we have total statewide fatalities, any cause fatalities. And then in the next column here, we have the number of cannabis positive fatalities. So these were individuals, drivers who had cannabis in their system. They tested positive in their system at the time of the fatal car crash. And, you know, individuals, especially in Colorado, will often say that, hey, look at this. If we look at the total trend, there's certainly been fluctuation, but as far as, you know, 2014, the most recent data, this is certainly lower than many other years, and especially lower than the peak, which was in 2007 of 554, right? But the important thing to note is that that's totally accurate and correct, but when we look at the percent total fatalities that are related to cannabis, so again, individuals having cannabis in their system, we're seeing that this relative percent is actually climbing, right? And tripling since 2006, actually. So important to note. And this graphic is, again, really highlighting these cannabis-related traffic deaths and a tripling effect that we've seen over the course of almost 10 years. And then again, average number of traffic deaths related to marijuana. When we clump in, look here at pre-commercialization versus post-commercialization and then full legalization, we see that, you know, the trend continues to climb and climb. A 48% increase and then a 41% increase. So thank you so much for your attention. Just some summary take-home points. You know, cannabis, we've seen, I think clearly, has harmful effects on the mind and the body, and that, you know, a takeaway point that I'd like to make too is that it does certainly appear that legalization and commercialization of a substance, in this case cannabis, certainly can have a profound impact on vulnerable populations, especially youth. And again, I would like to reiterate that prevention and education are certainly key and that treatment options are available. So here are my references. And I would like to thank my research mentor, Dr. Christian Thurstone, as well as Dr. Sabet, you know, for inviting me here. I really appreciate it. Thank you all for your time and happy to take any questions. Yeah, thank you so much.